Woe to you, for if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what our Lord puts before us today is something important. Reminds us of a prayer. O my Jesus, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Have you ever prayed that prayer before? What does that prayer come from? Where do you pray that prayer? In the rosary. When do we pray it in the rosary? At the conclusion of each decade, of each mystery that we walk through the life of Christ, holding our hands within the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we pray that prayer. 5 times during the 5-decade rosary, we ask our Lord to save all souls, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy, from the very fires of hell. And so what is going on here in our readings is the exact same thing. In Baruch, they're talking about we need to repent. We need to turn our lives. We're shamefaced before God. In the Psalm, we're saying the same thing. Lord, have mercy on us. Deliver us. Here, within even our Alleluia verse, it's saying, if the Lord is speaking to your hearts, don't harden them, but open them to Christ. Even here, within the gospel that we have there, he's talking about woe, woe, woe. He's even speaking woe to the place of Capernaum. Do you know where Capernaum is, anybody? You know, that's where Jesus did all his miracles. I've been there. It's a small place. The area in which Jesus did almost all of his miracles is a small place at Santa Rosa. It's not far. It's not a big place. And all the miracles that we read about, almost without exception, are done there. In an area as small as Santa Rosa. Can you imagine if Jesus was healing the dead? If he was restoring sight to the blind? If he was causing lepers to go here in Santa Rosa? Wouldn't you think that everybody in all of Santa Rosa would come back to Mass? Right? I tell you, they wouldn't. Because they didn't in Capernaum. And so we have to reflect on that. If we saw that, would we still come to Mass? Would we be able to bring our parents to Mass and not just have them send us? We would hope so, though, wouldn't we? But guess what? Here in this church, in Santa Rosa today, we're having a greater miracle than Capernaum ever saw. Do you know what miracle that is? What's that miracle? The Eucharist, that's right. It's the Eucharist, which is a greater miracle than raising the dead. It's a greater miracle than having the lame be able to walk. It's a greater miracle than being able to open the eyes of a man born blind. Because what is the Eucharist? Jesus, his very self, taking on a form which is not even human or alive. Bread, wine, and yet, if we can receive that, if we don't have mortal sin in our lives, if we've gone to confession, we have that same life, which is Jesus' living, breathing life within us. Not just for this life, but really for the life which is to come. And so we have to turn to Our Lady of the Rosary. We have to turn to her. And we have to have that devotion to her, because her rosary walks us through the very life of Christ and lets Christ's life walk into us. Maybe you're not living your life the way that you should. Maybe you're letting sin creep in, especially on Sunday mornings or Saturday mornings, and not making it to Mass. Or maybe your families are not doing so. So what do we pray? Pray the rosary for them. Better pray it every day this month. It's Our Lady's month. But especially to pray that prayer, asking our Lord's mercy to be upon us. And let us conclude this little homilette, with that very same prayer, asking his power to change our hearts so that we do not end like Tyre and Sidon, Chorazin, so that we actually end in the very presence of God. We pray, Oh, my Jesus, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thine mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.